about my hair.
What if I'm follically challenged?
I don't know.
Stay in bed.
No, the show must go on.
It is National Hair Day, and I'm proud. It used to be long streaming, blacks and waxing. Now it's just there.
I'm glad I got some hair. A lot of folks I know started losing their hair real early.
Yeah. Now, my brother was losing his in his mid-20s. Both of, they always say it's the grandfathers that tell you whether or not.
Oh, yeah?
Well, both of my natural grandfathers were completely bald. So I feel like genetically I lucked out. Yeah. I'm a miracle.
Yeah.
Hey, I have some breaking news about happy hour.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
It's been canceled. Thank you for your attention.
What?
No, I'm trying, now that I have everybody's attention. No, David Woods will be our guest tomorrow at 4 p.m. We have also extended an invitation to the Reid campaign to join us because we got an election coming up Tuesday.
Yep.
And David has accepted our offer and will join us at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
We're 1 week away from the election.
Your attention to this matter is greatly appreciated.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
All right, the countdown is on. We're about 1 week away from some really incredible things that are going to happen weather-wise. But for today, record heat day 7. High today, 98, easily breaking the record of 95 from 1954. Still dry. Tonight's low, 72. Tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, the string continues. I mean, to put this many back-to-back is unbelievable. Upper 90s each day, record highs each day. Saturday, high 94 is a little better. I'll put the rain chances at 15%. Saturday, Sunday's high 91, widely scattered storms. Then a cold front brings a band of showers and thunderstorms to the state on Monday and Monday night, and then moves through the state, moves through our area early in the day on Tuesday before shutting off the rain, and then much cooler air comes in back behind that. Hang on. It's coming, I promise. Right now, this morning, clear skies, calm winds. Temperature is has gone up a degree. We're at 72 now here at 7:05.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Now, you've heard me say this line before, whether it's a leaky faucet, a busted toilet, or a broken pipe, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Guess who had a broken toilet yesterday?
Was it you?
It was.
Rich.
Guess who I called?
Luke Wire.
Plumbing by Luke Wire, because they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it was like, I want to say it was a little bit just before noon when I talked to Tina. And she says, we'll get a plumber and we'll call you back. And I think it was maybe close to 1:30-ish when Tina called back and said, we have a plumber headed to your house right now. And when John got there, about 5 minutes later, you know, he took care of the problem in the master bathroom. He had to replace all the guts in that particular bathroom. And there was a concurrent leak as well. So he took care of that. And then 30 minutes later, it's done. And I'm a happy camper. That's the way it is at Plumbing by Luke Wire. Another happy story. And you should consider a whole house plumbing inspection. Maybe there's a problem lurking behind maybe that dishwasher or maybe under that sink that you don't know about. They can check it out before it becomes a major problem, a catastrophe, you know what I mean? So give them a call, Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbyluquewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
705.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The next name in our name game contest is Tanya Brown. Tanya Brown, you have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. That's 396-5477, Tanya Brown. And when you do, you will qualify for a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy once a month for an entire year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
All right. It has been a busy morning on the roads. Let's go back and visit with Wendell.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. Got a couple of things to tell you about. Use caution, Mobile Highway and Air Base Boulevard. We have an accident there with injury this morning. We also have a little bit of a dust up on I-85 northbound just past the interchange. That seems to be clearing up right now, but be careful in the area. All other areas are looking good right now. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The Three Men and a Lady Oversight Committee, I just realized there was one story in the Cheap and Trashy I forgot to get to.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Ray Lewis. Dropping out of Dancing with the Stars after an old murder injury flared up again.
I'm sorry?
Did I say murder? I didn't mean to say that. An injury flared up, and that's why he's dropping out of the show.
Okay.
Phil Collins had an awkward moment.
Oh?
Tumbled backwards in a chair during a show in North Carolina. All this stuff. You should be doing this.
The name of the tour is I'm Not Dead Yet, and he takes a tumble.
Man. Was he singing I'll Tumble For You by, who did that?
Culture Club. Culture Club.
Do you know he was a kid in the crowd in Hard Day's Night, the movie? He was
I did not know
that. He was an extra.
By the way, I posted on Facebook the, I'm going to do it now. Looks like I got it ready to post and forgot to hit post. The Abbey Road. Salute from Beatles.com. It was released 50 years ago today. We'd like to know what your favorite song on the album is. And we may mention some of those a little bit later. But that Volkswagen there in the Abbey Road cover belongs to the piano tuner whose name temporarily escapes the trap of my memory.
Oh.
Bill B. Begins with a B, I thought.
Bob. Bobby.
It's British.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's British.
And he's one of the best guests I've ever had, and I got to get him back so I have like a show in the can that we can just replay 500 times.
In case. I mean, we've got that show when you first had him on.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, I don't know where it's at, but it's around somewhere in the many, many, many files of replays that we have. Problem is, it's not labeled as piano tuner, it's just labeled as
dude's name?
No, it's labeled as happy hour and then whatever the date is.
Oh.
Hour one, hour two, hour three.
That's all you have to go on?
Yeah.
Well, good luck, Jay. Probably be easier just to find him and get him back in here someday.
Is it Paul Cole?
No.
This is...
I did Google who tuned the Beatles piano. Animal stories later. We'll be here in Tusk.
Yay!
Yeah. Do men have a hard time making friends? That seems to be a thing. And
mine keep getting... No, I'm not going to use that joke.
And just checking the conundrum list, I see we have achieved...
Unity!
Yes.
Yep.
So we've done that a lot lately.
It's great. Yeah, no, this is a happening thing. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. We're going to get your local news when we come back. It'll be random facts. Get your note-taking devices handy. Part one and part two, followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The newly formed Montgomery County Cold Case Task Force has made its first arrest. District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced the arrest of 37-year-old Christopher Johnson for the shooting death of 23-year-old Artrivis Perry back in 2012. Montgomery's first charter school, Lead Academy, is now without a principal. School board chair Charlotte Meadows couldn't comment on Dr. Nicole Ivy Price's departure because it is a personnel issue. Meadows says they are now working to find a replacement. And a second fraternity has been suspended after reports of hazing at Troy University. School officials are now investigating Delta Kappa Epsilon after a report was made with the national organization's hazing hotline. As of now, the university doesn't know how many students were involved. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We had a responsibility to shed light on these stories.
So this is not the average case of a whodunit. I love how bad guys get caught using science. Y'all ready to do this? We all gonna do it together.
The persons whose life you save will be someone that you know.
I'm so thankful for you.
The power of 11 starts with one. One show, The Dr. Oz Show.
Weekday mornings at 9 and evenings at 10:05 on Fox 20.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Tuesday, October 1st, you can hear one full hour of the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest at 6 p.m. One full hour of fun and some great financial advice. Tuesday, October 1st on News Talk 93.1.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, boy, if you know this festival as Oktoberfest.
We're in.
Oh, wonderful.
And for the next hour or so, I just watch him drink beer after beer.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
Beer, wine, and liquor stores are showing an increase in sales.
You were naked.
Naked women and beer.
Can I buy you a beer?
Want to get a beer later?
We got it all in here.
Just take a beer out of the fridge and bring it over here.
For your eyes and your ears.
Do they have beer?
They sure do.
I need to drink beer.
Guys, let's drink beer and watch sports.
You want a beer?
Oh, come on, player. Just a few beers.
Come on. You know you want to drink.
You had cigars and beer.
Have the malt liquor.
Naked women and beer.
I recommend a beer commercial.
We got it all in here.
How about a nice hot dog and a beer?
For your eyes and your ears.
And now,
I hereby proclaim this month Faxtoberfest.
Random?
Hey! Faxtoberfest.
Yeah. That was better than a dumb pun or something.
I liked it.
It was good.
I did. I liked it. Did you know? Hummingbirds are only found here in the Americas and not in the rest of the world.
Oh, it's so sad for them.
But the oldest known hummingbird was actually a fossil collected in Germany.
Germany?
What's wrong with the fossils we got?
I'm sitting across from one.
You're soaking in one.
Yeah, I'm soaking in it.
Did you know that there is a species of tarantula called Aphonopelma Johnny Cashy? It's named after Johnny Cash. And the species was discovered near Folsom Prison in California.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once thought Johnny Cash was a pay toilet.
Yeah, the first comment on that little random fact says,
it's a joke.
Spider probably bit a man in Reno.
See what you did there.
Did you know that since 1819, the United States flag is only ever updated on Independence Day, on the 4th of July? Because of this, even though Idaho and Wyoming became states only a week apart from each other, Wyoming did not get its own star until almost a full year later.
I got you. That's cool. That's a cool thing, though. Yeah. To only do it on the 4th of July. Yeah.
Did you know the largest pyramid in the world is not in Egypt? It is actually located in Puebla, Mexico, and is named the Great Pyramid of Cholula. It is an ancient Aztec temple with a base four times larger than Giza and nearly twice the volume. It's also hidden inside a mountain.
Oh.
Yeah. Big pyramids. Did you know, this comes with an asterisk on it for you, but I'll tell you why. The Airbus A340 has been in service for over 26 years and has not had a single fatality. Now, the asterisk to that is that the Airbus A340, there's only about 400 of those built compared to the 1,500 747s right. And the...
What's the big Airbus, I wonder?
The 380.
The 380?
Yeah, that's the double-decker that seats 800 people.
Oh.
Wow.
By the way...
That's scary.
Air disasters this coming Sunday night.
Oh, thank you.
No. I was hoping they would do this one because I was there when it happened in Miami, a DC-8 that landed on 72nd Street off the end of the airport runway.
I remember hearing about that, yeah.
So they're going to do that one this week. That's fascinating.
Did you know of a man named Salomon Klass? And I'm probably mispronouncing that as far as the
is there an umlaut?
There's nothing like that. He was a Finnish Jewish captain. He was nominated for the German Iron Cross because he stopped a Soviet counterattack 7 times during the continuation war between Finland, Germany, and the USSR. He was among 3 other Finnish Jews to get nominated for the German Iron Cross, and they all refused it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Did you know that Tribeca, the New York City neighborhood, is actually short for Triangle Below Canal Street?
Triangle Below Canal Street.
Yeah. Triangle B Low.
I thought it was named for 3 chicks named Rebecca, you know, in that neighborhood, but I guess I'm wrong.
Tribeca, I got you.
Don't I get an Emily?
My throat is...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You're excused from buzz.
Thank you. I'm not normally this quiet during the show. I'm surprised you haven't said anything yet, but maybe you thought I just was finally learning my place.
He said your mic...
Why did you set me up with that? You did that deliberately.
He's had your mic up the entire time today.
I know.
Did you know, and you might, Greg, given that you have a grand one of these, I guess, I'm not sure.
Whoa.
Opossums.
Yes, I have a grand possum.
Grand possum,
but they
yeah.
are opossums.
Well,
yes.
Opossums are different from possums.
Oh.
Because they're natives to Ireland.
That is a worthy one right there. Opossums live in North America while possums live in Australia and are closely related to kangaroos. Also, the O in opossum isn't always silent, by the way. Did you know many Icelanders know World War II as the Blessed War, as the country has its independence thanks to the war? So they call it the Blessed War. Now, I know you held up the finger. I have 2 more.
They'll have to wait.
You sure? I can't just breeze through?
Okay.
Yeah, let me just breeze through them. Did you know the Cave opened in New Orleans' Roosevelt Hotel around 1908? It's considered one of the first nightclubs in America. Have you ever been to the Cave?
No.
Okay. And finally, did you know that the Philippines start celebrating Christmas in September? And they have the world's longest Christmas season. It lasts 4 months.
Who does? I'm sorry.
The Philippines.
Wow. Interesting.
And those are all of your random facts.
All right.
Got them through in one.
My playmates here are going to caucus on a pop quiz questions worth $10 free shopping at Food Outlet. Today being Tuesday is the last day for this week's specials. Don't worry, there'll be more specials tomorrow. And every day, no matter what day, it's cost plus 10 throughout the store. I do have New York strips. Would you guys like those tomorrow?
Oh, you... I'm easy.
Please do for them.
I could make you eggs.
No, you don't need to make me anything. I've
cheesy
got
eggs?
Stuff.
You like cheesy eggs?
Just
they're cost plus 10.
Can you just...
I just brought in a whole dozen and a half. And a fresh bag of cheddar.
How about
cheddar.
Liver?
How about Spam? Spam is cost plus 10 at Food Outlet. I don't know that they have the pumpkin spice flavored Spam.
Do they have snack packs of vanilla pudding?
Ah... Why didn't you say so? I'll bring whatever you want.
Because it's not... You don't have to do that. I'm a grown-up. I can take care of
myself. When you look at me, the question I want you to be thinking to yourself is...
Who's your daddy?
Oh, my God.
That's weird.
Let's move on.
No, I mean, I not meant that in the...
How about the Cubs?
Now things are weird.
Your dad's not local, so when you need a dad to go to the store and get your vanilla pudding, ask me. I said local, not loco.
Your dad's foreigner. He's not local. He's native to another
country.
What
have I started here?
I don't know. That was funny.
I better stop it.
Who's your dad?
I thought you might enjoy that. No, I will bring you whatever you need. I live for that. Do you understand what makes Greg Udell tick? I don't think you do. I like to be of service to people. I love it when I put a a big egg sandwich in front of Rich, and he smiles, and it makes him happy.
Yeah, and you've seen that this morning and yesterday morning, for sure.
Or when Jay is stealing bacon from your pile so he can make his sandwich better. I'm kidding.
I told you not to say anything.
He's Mr. Integrity.
Look, I never say anything about having 3.5 pieces
so
of bacon.
So if you want vanilla pudding, I'll have it by the bucket tomorrow.
Bucket. Great.
Go to Costco.
A bucket of
I want a vat of pudding.
I just like vanilla pudding.
It's good. I love vanilla pudding too. It's not keto, but I will get
one
it.
One of those big blue water barrels in the corner says Emily's vanilla pudding.
You know, there's two kinds of pudding, the real dairy, and then there's the kind that they sell in the unrefrigerated areas, the Hunts.
Yeah.
You know. And all of those are cost plus 10 too. Just let me know what you need.
Okay.
Because I'm happy to go do it.
Okay.
And I'd even drive to the Millbrook location to get it for you, 3543 14, or go to the 720 East Main location in the preferred community, or Coliseum Boulevard. Mm-hmm. I'm there every Sunday morning around 7:30. Just shoot me a text. I need a big vat of vanilla pudding.
10-2.
I shall make it happen.
10-4.
Because
who's your daddy?
No.
Greg Budeau at Food Outlet. Playing the dad, the role of the dad. 7:22, we'll have the pop quiz question when we come back from this break.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update now. Mobile Highway and Airbase Boulevard. They are still working an accident there with injury this morning, so use caution. I-85 northbound, just as you get into Montgomery, there was a little bit of a backup near Lawrence Street. They have actually got that out of the way now, and traffic is beginning to pick back up just a little bit there. A lot of cars on the road this morning. 231 looking good from Wetumpka all the way into Montgomery. 65 north and southbound are doing all right this morning, as well as 31 from Prattville into Montgomery. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Friday is $5 chicken leg quarters, baked beans, and slaw night. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior. Cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner. Landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Electrical Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
The Tire City is now selling 4 tires for the price of 3.
Absolutely. Buy 3 tires, get the 4th free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe some.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of 5 great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, boys and girls, that sound means it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question based on something Jay shared in Random Facts. Here is Quizmaster Jay with today's question.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the New York City neighborhood of Tribeca. What does Tribeca, what is it short for?
Well, that's a hard one.
No.
All right, 272-9228 is our number. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins.
I'll have a Trenta, no foam, five-shot half-cap, no foam, pumpkin spice latte with no foam at 210 degrees.
I hate pumpkin spice invading my whole life, you know.
And today I'm bringing you a review of a really fun Tony of Beverly wig. And the color on this is pumpkin spice.
Please take my advice to pumpkin spice. Let's just say no. Started in lattes, but then quickly spread to butter and toothpaste and big loaves of bread. There's pumpkin spice Clorox, pumpkin spice. I'm asking that we all cut pumpkin spice loose.
It's adding a new pumpkin spice pizza to its menu. And if you like that, you're going to love Starbucks' new linguine mocha.
I hate pumpkin spice. And I'm going to say it twice so you know.
Tucker destroys the crazed feminist who calls pumpkin spice lattes racist.
Pumpkin spice sucks rear. They even make a beer, oh no.
And they really do. All right, who was the first one in, Jay? Okay, Carl, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Carl.
Yes.
What you got? What you think?
What do you think? What's Tribeca short for?
Triangle below canal.
That is correct.
Or as Greg said, it's a new name for Rebecca.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah. Or three Rebeccas.
Three Rebeccas.
Yeah. No, that's where the three Rebeccas live. We call it Tribeca.
Gotcha.
All right, you hold on, because we want to say good morning to Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Good morning.
Hi.
You just missed my warning.
Tracy, you know who you remind me of? Because I'm an office freak. I got my first Dundee. Birthday. You remind me of the young lady that played the receptionist. Not Jenna Fisher. She was the first, but the second one, because she was really perky.
Oh, Kimmy Schmidt.
Is that who that is?
What's her real name? Little redhead girl. Yeah.
She ends up with, and it's nauseating, but with Ed Helms. Ugh.
Oh, no. Ellie.
Kemper.
Ellie Kemper.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
She's good.
Daughter of serial killer Ed Kemper.
She plays that cutesy role to it, too. So anyway, that's how you remind me. And that's a compliment.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Tracy, thanks for calling. I love that we have a Tracy who listens to our show. Animal Stories coming up. And a conundrum that must be difficult. Because
Unity
was achieved. Everybody thinks this will be a challenging conundrum. Yeah. I have not read it yet because I've been busy.
Understand.
One of our potential, I haven't finalized the group yet, but you got to consider a school that to open an event with the national anthem chooses to play on a video screen the Roseanne Barr version from that San Diego game.
You're kidding me.
No. Delaware.
Delaware. Not my Delaware.
Well, Delaware's had some winners and some losers.
And Neil Smith, an old butt buddy. Are you here, Neil?
I'm not real pro Delaware these days, so well, just a thing. Just a
well,
thing.
Well, dang. What are you doing?
I'm making piles.
Trying to remember. Let's get Delaware.
No, I mean, I'm trying to sort everything out here, because look at this stuff I have scattered all over
the
place.
Well, what do we need to do?
I always get Delaware mixed up. They're not the live free or die.
It's Maryland, right?
No, it's
Virginia.
Not
every once in a while, you'll see a picture, and they're generally authentic, of somebody who hacked one of those digital sign displays and put a naughty message or something like that. Drivers in Michigan yesterday were shocked on I-75. We have tape of this, I believe. I think they were shocked.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, they were. When somebody hacked one of those portable roadside...
What did they say?
They didn't say anything.
The opinions voiced.
No, not that. This is what they saw on the thing.
Oh.
So can you imagine you're driving along? We used to have a...
That caused some accidents.
A drive-in theater in Chicago called the Sheridan, and it was right next to 79th and Sheridan Row, which is a busy intersection just outside Chicago. And the I went to the Sheridan a lot. I saw a lot of movies there. Herbie the Love Bug, you know, some stuff when we were kids. That was always fun. Pack up the Plymouth Fury station wagon. And then times got tough for the drive-in theater business, so they decided to start showing adult movies.
That's when drive-ins did that, because people were not going to drive-ins anymore.
Problem was, the Sheridan screen was completely visible from that very busy intersection.
Oh, I understand.
That experiment lasted less than a week after there was something like 30 or 40 wrecks from people who looked up and, you know, saw these giant things.
There was the jet drive-in in
just don't expect the jet
just off the Western Bypass in Montgomery, and then there was another one there near Detroit Highway and Detroit Highway and the Southern Bypass. It was kind of like in the bowl there. That one was visible from windows of many apartments.
If we have time, you'll also find out what happens. Oh, Ryan from Infusion coming today.
Oh!
They're going to talk about some of the new technologies.
He's bringing
Ellison with today, so they'll be here for the business break.
Very nice.
Next hour at 7:32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
We are just a few days away from pay dirt. Hang on. In the meantime, record high, record heat day 7. Today's high 98. Easily breaking the record of 95. Still dry. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, upper 90s each day. Record highs each day. Still dry. Saturday, high 94. That's a little better, a few degrees better. Rain chances, I'll put it at 15% Saturday. And widely scattered storms Sunday. Sunday's high only 91. 91 starts to sound good when you've been in the upper 90s. It's a beautiful morning. Major pattern change early next week. This is the one we're counting down to. Cold front brings in a band of showers and thunderstorms into the state by Friday, by Monday night into Tuesday. And at least part of the day Tuesday before it turns noticeably cooler, much cooler, with high temperatures perhaps by the middle of next week in the lower 80s and lows at night around 60. This would be a significant change. Hang on. Right now, clear skies, calm winds. It's 71 at 7:35.
Animal stories coming up. Here's a jam-packed information break with traffic, Fox Business, and your local news.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Here's your latest update from Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic still slow on I-85 just before the interchange with 65. We had an accident earlier in the left lane just before the interchange. They have moved that out of the left lane over to the shoulder of the road, but it still has traffic backed up just a little bit there, so use caution. Atlanta Highway is busy into downtown. The 31s are busy, but no accidents on them to report at this time. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
McCormick, the spice company, is reporting a stronger-than-expected summer quarter, and it's optimistic about its earnings for this year. Two battery companies will be battling out in court. The maker of Energizer batteries is suing Duracell, accusing Duracell of misleading consumers by claiming its new Optimum AA and AAA batteries are more powerful and last longer than all rival batteries. Energizer is seeking damages for false advertising. This week, you can buy a Big Mac for a penny. It's a promotion with DoorDash, the delivery business. If you order a Big Mac on the DoorDash app or website and enter the code 1MBigMac, you'll pay just a penny for the sandwich plus delivery fees. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/joy.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The newly formed Montgomery County Cold Case Task Force has made its first arrest. District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced the arrest of 37-year-old Christopher Johnson for the shooting death of 23-year-old Artrivis Perry back in 2012. A second fraternity has been suspended after reports of hazing at Troy University. School officials are now investigating Delta Kappa Epsilon after a report was made with the national organization's hazing hotline. As of now, the university doesn't know how many students were involved. And Montgomery's first charter school, Lead Academy, is now without a principal. School Board Chair Charlotte Meadows couldn't comment on Dr. Nicole Ivy Price's departure because it is a personnel issue. Meadows says they are now working to find a replacement. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
It's 7:38. Should we find out what Eric, I should pronounce
his last name. Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, I'm not up to date with all this impeachment, but I tell you, we took a vote here in my household. We're going to impeach you and Rich and Joey and Emily. We want to get I think it's time that we put a new cast. There's too much corruption going on Carmichael Road, and I don't know what the hell is going on, but
You
seen?
I agree.
Okay.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Thanks for the call. let's.
This is Jay, by the way. Joey does the next show.
Yeah.
CBS Tonight has all new action. First on a new NCIS, Ziva's returned.
You lied to me.
I'm sorry.
Now find out why.
This cannot be what it looks like.
A new NCIS. Then on a new FBI, a kidnapping reveals a social media star's darkest secrets.
This stops right now.
A new FBI, followed by a new NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tonight.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar down here on that beautiful Alabama River. Let's talk about the river. You know, we're right up the river from downtown, and what we got for you down here to have a good time is we rent out pontoon boats. That's right. You can come down here and rent a pontoon boat with your crew, your family. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. We can hook you up with the essentials and everything you need. So that's a good time on the river, and let's talk about Sunday afternoon. Another good time this week. We're excited. Chris O'Leary Band's in town. First time Chris and his gang have been to the Oyster Bar, so looking forward to some good old blues from Chris and his band. We'll talk about something good to eat, y'all. We're always cooking up something from the steamer, those snow crab legs, royal red shrimp from Argentina, crab claws. We can fry those crab claws and fried shrimp, oysters, scallops. I know you're getting hungry. How about a little gumbo appetizer? So we'll cook you up something good to eat. Get Ms. Marsha to cook up some of that crawfish mac and cheese. That's some good eating, too. So check it all out, CapitalOysterBar.com. Music menu, food menu, and a good time had at all times. Come see us soon.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. It's time for Animal Stories. News Talk 93.1 FM. Our top story from the animal kingdom. Researchers have found that people who talk to pets are smarter, repeat smarter than those who don't.
What do you think, Bailey?
I think especially for those who speak in that special animal voice, you know?
Oh, yeah. You do, baby.
Do you talk to your cats in a...
Yes. It mostly consists of, why won't you love me? But...
That's awfully neurotic.
When you hug the cat and the cat tries to get away from you, and you say, just let me love you, Loretta. Actually, Loretta was a very sweet cat yesterday. She stayed next to me the whole time.
Oh, they know.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the story about Death Cat? Well, no, I mean, not Loretta being dead. I'm talking about...
The one that would show up
senior home. I remember.
Yeah, that cat jumped on your bed at the senior home. It was all over. Scientific proof that people who talk to dogs are smarter than those who don't. The study conducted at Harvard by Gary Sherman and Jonathan Haidt says that people who like pets more than people and those who have a conversation with their pets on a regular basis are more intelligent and not crackheads. Don't say that you love me. That's what you said to Loretta, wasn't it? At 7:42, a woman is being praised, a Virginia woman, for... saving a baby squirrel that was injured. One squirrel led the woman down a trail, tugged at her leg to help its injured baby. I've never heard of a squirrel reaching out with its little squirrel hands to a human in this fashion. Pulaski police said on their Facebook page, officers got a call September 20th from a woman who told them a squirrel approached her, blocked her path, and led her to the baby squirrel with an injured leg. Tia Powell told police that when she tried to walk away, the squirrel tugged on her pant leg, and that's when she realized the cat was ready to attack the baby squirrels. So she called the cat police and a friend, and responding officers found the squirrel sitting with the two women who got them back into the tree.
The cat police.
And finally, police in Florida assisted a professional trapper with the capture of a very large, very angry... We have a very large, angry sound effect for that. Alligator. Tampa police said in a Facebook post, officers were called Sunday to Rollitt Park on a report of a gator hanging out next to a sign. Folks, we can't stress enough that warning signs are there for a reason. It has a slightly humorous cartoon of an alligator on it, but they are no laughing matter. Just this afternoon, a large and angry gator came for a visit right by that sign. Thankfully, a trapper was able to get there in time, and several officers were able to assist in taking the gator into custody.
Cuff him.
You cuff him. That would be my response in a situation like that. At 7:45, conundrum coming up. Chance to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Here's your latest update from Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic still slow on I-85 just before the interchange with 65. We had an accident earlier in the left lane just before the interchange. They have moved that out of the left lane over to the shoulder of the road, but it still has traffic backed up just a little bit there, so use caution. Atlanta Highway is busy into downtown. The 31s are busy, but no accidents on them to report at this time. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters.
Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bacon.
It's back to reality.
I love that show.
It's very hip to be on the show.
Best show since no other show.
Happy Tuesday.
I love you guys. You are hilarious.
It's Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday.
I absolutely love you. You're thoroughly entertaining.
I'm very excited. It's Tuesday.
Another Tuesday.
I am not a morning person. Wake me at 10.
Come on. It's showtime.
All right. Time for a conundrum with a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. If you can give us the answer to this conundrum. The average American will go through 18 of these in his or her lifetime. The average American will go through 18 of these in his or her lifetime.
I was surprised at this one. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, I kind of was too. Okay. Then I started thinking back. Well, if I say that, then I'll give it away.
Yeah, we can't elaborate anymore.
No.
Except I would say my number was lower. That's all I can say.
I believe, well, I don't know. Every time I think I could, you know, enhance this, I think of a reason I can't because right, it would right. just it give, would it, give away. It away. I don't want to do that. So 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9229. Remember, even if you have a wrong answer, your efforts are rewarded because we place your name in our end-of-the-week grand prize drawing, a special Emily segment, which includes the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. So it's worth taking a shot at it. What do you think the average American will go through 18 of during his or her lifetime? No difference on the sex part of this.
Okay.
There might have been a better way to rephrase that or phrase that, but I didn't come up with it in time.
272-9228.
The average American will go through 18 of these in his or her lifetime. Don Duncan, by the way, with three locations. They have certified master technicians. They have wholesale pricing on tires. But what they have that nobody else does is comparable customer service that will exceed your highest expectations. That means if you need any kind of an accommodation, that's the tough part about getting your car serviced on a regular basis. Oh, geez, I got to drop. With Don Duncan, you just say, can you give me a lift back home or to my office? Can you pick me up when the car is ready? And their answer is yes. And that's at all three locations. Millbrook, Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. So if you work for the government, you've got your perfect partner in maintaining the health of your automobile. And we start with East. Mr. Enthusiasm is the first one in on this one.
What's up? Hey, how about this? How about Python Boots?
I'm sorry, say again?
Python Boots?
Rock and roll.
Oh, well. No. But oh, well. You're in the grand prize drawing. Thanks. Ace.
Thanks.
Python Boots?
What does that mean?
Who's talking? Who's this?
I don't know. I have not.
Have 18 of these in your lifetime? Python Boots? Okay.
Alrighty. Amanda.
Moving?
Oh, my gosh.
18 moves.
Oh, I haven't had 18. I hate moving. I hate it. I hate it. Yeah. I hate it. I hate it.
Well, based on the part of my life where I really messed up, yeah, 18. I think I had 18 moves in 2 years.
Wow.
That's not it, but that's a brilliant guess.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we like it. Thank you. That's not it. Try again. Keith.
Yeah, vehicles.
18
vehicles.
That's very good.
Not it, though. That's a great guess. Again,
I forget what I'm up to. 13?
When we think about these, there's always a lot of possibilities that we haven't thought of, but you have. Ken.
Hey, is it first date?
First date. Another good guess. Just not the winning answer. Thank you, Ken. 272-9228. Susan.
Hi.
Vehicles was my guess.
Okay.
Let me think.
No pressure.
Whose talk is this?
If somebody took your guess, we can put you back on hold for a moment if you want more time.
Her name's Pam?
No, that's okay. Our credit cards.
Credit cards.
Oh, my God.
That's a good guess, too.
I've had it about 18 over in my life, I would say.
Good work. But not the answer we need.
Y'all have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. 272-9228. Sam.
Hey, a pair of glasses.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good guess.
It is, but in my case, that's like 18 a year. Because
lose them.
Just the other day, I got everything ready. I got my lunch. I got my TV show. And I just did an enthusiastic bounce into bed. And guess what I sat on immediately?
Yeah, well, I'll walk into a restaurant and say, oh, my gosh, I left my glasses.
Here's Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning.
What do you
How about vehicles?
Vehicles. No,
That's been guessed.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
272-9228. Pam.
Hey.
What do you think? The average person will go through about 18 of these in his or her lifetime.
How about hairbrushes?
I like that guess.
It's a good guess.
And once you find one that's a winner,
you hang on to it. Yeah.
Sure. I keep better track of my hairbrush than my wallet.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you, Pam. Here's Christy.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
What do you think? What's the answer?
How about jobs?
Dogs?
Jobs or dogs?
Jobs.
Oh, jobs.
Work.
Oh.
That's a good guess.
That's a good one.
It's not the winner, but it's a good guess.
I've had very few of those.
You are, I believe, the exception to the rule.
I've had three since high school. Three jobs. And that was 1974.
I think that's freaking amazing. You're a miracle. But, Ty, what do you think the answer is? 18 of what?
Microwaves.
Oh, okay.
That is it. But your food's ready. That's the good news.
That's right. The Pop-Tart's ready.
Thank you, Ty. All right, hey. Sam wants another whack at it. Sam?
Pet.
Pets.
That's a good one.
Huh? Not unreasonable. If you count goldfish and turtles and things that don't last very long.
Yeah.
That don't last very long.
Well, a lot of kids get goldfish. They don't do the baby, those little tiny turtles anymore because they carried salmonella.
I hated when you come home from school and the goldfish is belly up.
Belly up, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Then you have to have that somber funeral service. All right. This is Wes.
Hi.
Yes, sir. Is it
belts? Interesting.
That's a great guess because generally, as we get older, we get bigger.
Leon's getting larger.
Thanks.
What a day for you and hotkeys.
Man. Kathy.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Pant size.
Pant size.
I see.
That's a good guess.
I'm not quite up to 18 yet, but I'm... Yeah, I've changed pen size a fair bit.
Kathy, thanks for trying. Thanks. Let's see what Terry has. Terry.
Mattresses.
Mattresses. Interesting. Good one. That's well thought out. That's not the answer, though.
And we all know where to go when we need that mattress. All right. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it. That's Mr. Salmon, of course. Bill.
Doctors.
He says we go through 18 doctors in our lifetime. Could that be it? That is it.
That's amazing. But you know, I've only had three in my lifetime. I had Dr. Hickey when I was a kid, and then two grown up. Two doctors. One from now for 30 some years.
Wow.
I've moved.
Yeah.
But my Nobel laureate physician here, I mean, the entire Woodling family keeps me alive. So
you can have different doctors for different things.
Yes.
I met another one of your doctors
the other night. Specialists and surgeons and dentists and everything else.
I met Dr. Love the other night.
That's right. Dr. Love.
Anyway, that's it. That's what we were looking for. We were looking for doctors.
And you want a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, please. Hold on. All right, the action-packed 8 to 9 hour includes Morning Room nominees. We're going to talk to, there are new technologies at Infusion Cryo and Laser that you'll want to know about, including the Red Light Room, which is, I'm anxious to hear about because I've heard amazing things about that, along with all the other things that we've discussed and brought to your attention over the last number of years. And our Morning Maroon nominees, too. 7:56, Fox News coming up.
Here's your latest update from Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic slowdowns on I-85 inbound at Taylor Road, also on the approach to the interchange at I-65. 65 southbound, busy out of Prattville. We had the report earlier of an accident at Sheila and East Main in Prattville. And a new accident just happened a few minutes ago. Three cars involved, Vaughn Road at Millie Branch. That's Vaughn Road at Millie Branch. Use caution out there this morning. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open Sunday after church from noon until 6. That's Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Forever 21 is going bankrupt. We're asking people in the mall what they think.
No more Forever 21? Where am I going to shoplift?
Ugh, I haven't been to that store since middle school.
What's going to happen to all the kids that work in the sweatshops?
Great. Now I need a new place to find a $3 dress.
I used to go there to pick up chicks. Now I'm not allowed with